Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini-episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care, parenting, to relationships, to home, and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's mini-edit is about dealing with ugly funks. This title just kind of makes me laugh because it is pretty reflective of who I am. Realistic about when we're not being our best selves, and also always seeking solutions through the fog. And something I shared on Instagram recently led to a slew of private messages, so I thought it would be worth talking about it here. Here's what I wrote in a recent Instagram feed post. Anyone else feeling meh? Woke up feeling off, a mix of sadness, loneliness, and uncertainty, I think. Many potential factors are in play, and big picture, everything is okay. I'm just trying to name, experience, move through the feelings instead of tamping down and grinding through, my usual emotional robot tactic. I also Googled to see if Mercury was in play. It is not. Anyhow, it did help a little to get dressed in two cozy sweaters, this 20-degree situation probably isn't helping, and style my hair for the first time since my big chop last week. I'm just going to ride this out and try to balance feeling with showing up in my various roles today. And if you're in a similar emotional boat, I am sending you a spark of light and love. Now, there are a few things that are worth noting. First, in retrospect, it's probably not surprising that I was in a funk that particular moment because Laurel went back to college a few days prior after being home for about a month. And that, well, is just a pretty significant energy shift. It was both sad and it was also good, if that makes sense. And second, I got into this funk about midway through my week of reentry after my radical month of rest, about which I talk about more in the episode Lessons from a Month of Radical Rest. Reentry, as we all know, can be very challenging. I started this year with an episode called Tips for Gentle Entry into the New Year. And I think it is generally agreed upon that January feels like a million days long. So there's that. So I just wanted to share that to acknowledge the general time and space that I was in. And then I'm going to share my quick ugly funk tactic after a quick break. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out Storyworth. StoryWorth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, StoryWorth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, StoryWorth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her StoryWorth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, StoryWorth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. Later that day, after sharing that Instagram feed post, I shared a couple of updates about my funk, and that is where the DMs started rolling in. And that's what inspired me to share today. So thank you to the people who engage with me on Instagram. It helps shape this show and help others. And it's really my favorite platform because I love talking with people there. Anyway, here's the tactic. I actually did this a few years back when I was dealing with a really difficult and painful social situation. And let me tell you, I had a lot of things I wanted to say, some very ugly because hello, I am human, but I knew I just couldn't say this stuff out loud. So in a private document, in under 10 minutes, it was really, really quick. I wrote and vented about a couple of things that were getting me down. Some of it was facts, but some of it was pure speculation. And yes, some of it was ugliness that I would never want to say aloud in a million years. And here's why I think this really quick tactic worked. First is just the pure reality of how important it is to get the feelings out. Negative energy needs to go somewhere, and being able to be totally free in this private document and just let loose was really cathartic. I highly recommend. It was also a very good reminder that there is so much cue speculation that I just don't know to be true. And it's really important to square up with that and not be drained by things where you don't have all the information. Another thing that happened was related to my superpower, which is action items, as you all are familiar with. And one of the great things about this exercise is that the venting led me to a series of positive proactive steps. I really was thinking, okay, well, what next? Which allowed me to focus on moving forward instead of waiting in the why or what if. An important sidebar is that later that day, it turned out that I had a call with a college student I am mentoring. And I will say that focusing on helping someone else and how to spur their forward momentum was really fantastic. I think there was a teeny little dose of, okay, Christine, get over yourself. But I do stand by this cathartic tactic to help you get through ugly funks. I hope this was helpful. And if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.